73 to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
By the dancing, 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 Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Former FBI Director James Comey back on Capitol Hill a day after some heated Twitter exchanges with the president. President Trump lashing out about his ex-attorney tweeting.
Remember, Michael Cohen only became a rat after the FBI did something which was absolutely unthinkable and unheard of until the witch hunt was illegally started. They broke into an attorney's office. Why didn't they break into the DNC to get the server or Crooked's office?
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Comey fired back directly at the president in a tweet of his own, saying, "This is from the president of our country, lying about the lawful execution of a search warrant issued by a federal judge."
Our military says it's carried out 6 airstrikes in Somalia, killing some 62 al-Shabaab extremists. And the 2018 word of the year, according to dictionary publisher Merriam-Webster, is justice. This is Fox News.
Social media,
TV,
billboards. It seems like every day someone's being offended by something. But suppose you're one of the dwindling number of people who can see a social media post and then go on with your life. Try as you might, things just don't offend you. Until now. Introducing Offend-A-Mall, the new drug that helps promote self-righteous indignation. Just 2 Offend-A-Mall tablets each morning, and you're guaranteed to be upset by something before lunch. Best of all, Offend-A-Mall works on certain receptors in your brain, making you use atrocious spelling and grammar when you blast someone on social media. Which means you'll fit right in on both sides, haters and supporters. It's a win-win. So look for Offend-A-Mall at your pharmacy today. If the 17-year-old tech behind the counter can put down her precious smartphone long enough to take your order. That was just a test. For Offend-A-Mall.
It's time now for just a few Christmas thoughts. Greg Budell, can you describe Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, the guy with the hair on his jaws in.
Jay Scott, I see you're making a list there. What is that?
We plan out our whole day. First we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then we'll snuggle.
Okay, I'll get back with you. Emily Hayes, what's your Christmas thought?
Teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Really? And here I thought the popcorn was ready. Bailey the Wonder Dog. I understand there may be a shortage of chicken this Christmas season.
This is a full-blown 4-alarm holiday emergency here.
And Rich Thomas, that was a great forecast you just did a moment ago.
That's because it's real. Just like I'm really Santa Claus.
Right. I think Rich is off his meds again. By the way, Rich, when are you going to try that new aftershave I brought for you? Never mind. Stand by for 3 men and a lady.
Can it be Monday already? Why do I have this thing in my head? I thought I just threw it. 3 men and a lady ready to go.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Adorable.
Thank you. Dense fog advisory covering much of North Alabama. If you're going to be traveling this morning, keep that in mind. And it goes as far south as, we'll see, we got Dallas County, Autauga County, and Coosa County would be the closest counties to the river region here. So, dense fog advisory. When you start to work towards Selma, Clanton especially, you get into some pretty dense fog. Otherwise, patchy fog here. They're calling it mist out at the airport right now. Some morning clouds, then lots of sunshine later. Today's high 64. We had 62 yesterday. Not bad in December. Tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog late, low 37. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine with a high around 64. Wednesday's high in the low 60s. Clouds will increase Wednesday. Maybe a late day shower, but then rain is likely Wednesday night, Thursday night, and early Friday before ending. Then it turns sharply colder and windy on Friday. That happens to be the first day of winter. Then storm-free over the weekend with highs in the 50s. Right now, this morning, a little misty here in the river region. West winds at 7 miles per hour. Temperature is 47 at 609.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Well, kids.
Hey.
Where is this? I've got the snots.
Something up in there.
Something, yeah, or down in there. I'm not sure.
Or wherever, yeah.
Every time I try to talk. Hello there. But the chicken man is over there, you see.
I'm going to give this chicken away to another dog.
That's right. Some poor dog that doesn't have friends to bring chicken.
Oh, Bailey, it's all gone.
Yeah, my Sunday pretty much is planned around one thing. The purchase
of chicken.
And grilling of chicken.
Yes.
Chicken tenders. And guess who gets taken care of first? Because I would rather show up in hell naked than show up here without your chicken.
God, how did you come up with that?
Well, I'm trying to make a strong metaphor here.
That's strong.
That's how important it is to me. And if I missed you once in all these years, that's also kind of hard to believe. We're talking years now. Years of chickens.
Yes. That's true.
I was going through some old pictures on the phone yesterday.
Yeah.
Come on, Bailey.
Bailey, come on over here.
And it was really hilarious because about every sixth picture was from Food Outlet.
And it's a chicken tender.
It was pretty funny.
You can do a portfolio.
She's lost interest in you now. She's back over.
Hey, Bailey.
She comes over there. She sits. She looks. She's like, did you call me for a reason?
You must smell like bacon.
Did you call
sausage.
Me for a reason
well,
over here?
I do smell like bacon. First of all, they're probably listening on the app, I would think. Maybe, or maybe they're still within range. But Mrs. Redbubble is taking a show to the airport so he can spend Christmas time with his dad.
Uh-huh.
So safe trip. And I wanted him. He loves bacon, too. So I thought, this is the perfect day to do BLTs.
Oh, perfect.
And I can make everybody happy for once in my life.
So you cooked, you made a couple for Roz and for show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually cooked a whole pack. And I think there was enough even for, like, four strips.
There was a lot, yes. There was a lot.
It was meaty.
Meaty, beefy, big, and bouncy.
We talked about it on TV.
As long as we're talking about Food Outlet, let's talk about some of the incredible savings you can enjoy there. Hey, all I have to do is find the weekly ad, which I make 17 copies of, and I'm probably going to lose. I do this to myself every week. I'm the most self-destructive human being I know. You know, I do this to myself all the time.
But there it is.
There it is.
You found it.
It's sticking out right there. Oh!
And we found Emily.
What?
We found Emily.
There's a situation downstairs.
Oh.
A BLT situation.
What?
Oh.
Like,
is it missing?
They're going to tell me them nose pictures are trying to help themselves.
No.
Oh, you mean you had to build one?
Instead of porch pirates, we have the kitchen pirates.
Yeah, well,
pork pirates.
Pork pirates. That's good.
That is a magic table downstairs.
I'm on fire today.
Because if you put something on it and walk away,
it's assumed
it'll disappear.
Yeah. Well, the table is assumed, but the counter by the toaster is not assumed.
Correct. Correct. You know, if it's on the table, fair game. Usually.
I wonder if they were able to get all that cake frosting off the floor from that big. Cake catastrophe I had last Thursday.
Bailey got it.
Jeez, I hope somebody must have...
I'm one of you now.
Hey, speaking of chickens, Marjack Chicken Wings are $6.81. That's for the package at Food Outlet this week. That's one of the specials. I believe tomorrow we're doing steak and eggs. I found three perfect ribeyes in one pack, and I named them Jay, Emily, and Rich.
Oh.
So tomorrow with eggs and maybe a little hash brown casserole. Bluebell ice cream is $4.58. I did not need to buy that because we have that big half gallon. The only thing I don't like about it is it takes up, because it's a real half gallon, like in the good old days when Rich and I were kids. And when you bought a half a gallon of ice cream, you got a half a gallon of ice cream.
Before the internet.
Yeah. Libby's vegetables are 55 cents a can. So if you're doing casseroles and stuff, that's a good value there. Crisco cooking oil, the 48-ounce size jar is $2 for $5. And we do a lot of deep frying and baking this time of year.
As you crack open a cold one.
I was in Walmart for 3 hours yesterday.
Shoot it.
And I bought one, but I put it right into the freezer because it won't be time to make it for the holidays. But I had to get a chuck roast yesterday. This thing was enormous, and it was $3.71.
I need to go rack up on that Bluebell with everybody coming to the house, because yes. I don't traditionally keep sweet desserts in the house. Like, I'll make a cream cheese pie from time to time. But, man, with my sister coming, she loves the mint chocolate chip. Could eat a whole half gallon.
Which sister? Is this discount sister?
No.
I just asked.
Big sister.
Big sister, okay.
Yeah.
You got to know your sisters.
Yeah.
Food Outlet has three locations, by the way.
Let's go to the chart.
You should show your sister the savings while she's in town at the one in Millbrook.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Honeymoon Heaven.
Right.
On Main Street in the Preferred Community and Food Outlet at 450 North Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
But puppy food is cost plus 10% as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because somebody has a puppy now.
Puppies.
And I want to find out if
two. Have two puppies.
Two puppies.
Two.
Because I'm insane.
And is everybody following the...
Did the cats pack?
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Did they pack their bags?
No. Admittedly, it's going to be an adjustment. However, I think where we are day three is positive for togetherness down the road.
Who's sitting on top of the refrigerator, the cats or the dogs?
The cats. And they've moved since then. They'll be in the same room with them. The only, like, where we are now is the only time that Irene and Loretta even hiss or make one of those low sounds is when Bunky and Claude are playing about. But they'll sleep in the
What'd
same
room. What'd you name the
dogs? Punky and Claude.
Wait, what?
Punky?
And Claude. As in Brewster?
Yes.
Well, then why are you pronouncing it in the other
because
one?
Because that is how Punky's dad said it on Punky Brewster. Punky.
Oh.
See, I found it necessary to never watch that show, so I...
Yeah, I watched that show a lot growing up.
I just know it was on, and she was... part of a family.
We couldn't agree. Eric and I could not agree. He wanted to name her Carmen. I wanted to name her Birdie. And
I like Carmen.
I don't.
But, well, I get that now.
But Punky is what we've decided upon.
We're going to be on another animal mission today, but I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Because there is another one. This one at the Elmore Humane Society. It's getting heartworm treatment, but we'll be ready for a beautiful 10-year-old Shih Tzu. Sweet face.
Our friends at Gypsy Poodle are coming to visit.
Hey, tell her I said hi. Hello. They're she's getting ready to add a third.
I heard that through you on your Facebook page.
Well, that serves the Millbrook Prattville area. I don't think they're ready for that yet, but I would like to know in the future that could
it
be
is
an
my
option.
Single favorite they advertising story in all my years in Montgomery.
They stay booked.
19 minutes after 6, we'll check your news and then be right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding an armed robber. They say the robbery happened early Sunday morning in the 7100 block of Mobile Highway. The suspect was last seen heading north on Highway 31 in a blue Nissan Altima. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Prattville High School student has been charged with an attempted rape at the school. Prattville police arrested 18-year-old Ladarius Starks. He's being held on $150,000 bond. Police say the incident happened after school hours. And the Montgomery Fire Department responded to a car into a house Sunday morning. This crash happened in the 3800 block of Perry Hill Road. Authorities say no one was injured. They are investigating what led up to the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Morning.
Morning.
It's Monday.
Did you have a nice weekend?
It was all right, thanks.
Not you.
I did too.
What a wonderful day it is for all of us.
What a fine day.
It's going to be the easiest day ever.
We'll be on the air.
TGIMA.
Say what?
Thank God it's Monday again.
I love it.
I love it.
Love it. Love everything about it.
Well, it's about showtime, so we'll get to it.
Woo! Let's go.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
There's a lot of meh in the regular basic news. But would you be electrified if I told you I found yet another way to damage my car?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was cleaning out the back part. I'm getting it ready for my trip. So, obviously, I have to pull the hatch up. And then I was getting around. The sides of the car is a little bit crowded in the garage because I was going to get around to cleaning it. But I said, well, I'll just back the car out now. Should never back the car out of the garage
while with the door open?
With the hatch up.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
How much damage did you do to the car or the garage? What happened?
Oh, no.
Actually,
well, you drove to work, so everything seems to be okay, but...
Extremely minor.
Yeah. All right. Scratching stuff.
If you look at it, you'd hardly ever notice I was that stupid. But this is what happens when, you know, your mind is somewhere else. And I'm trying.
Donnie Turner is going to be able to fix that car blindfolded. He's visited it
and
so
open
much.
A new wing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch up to him, not in a year or 6 months. By the end of December, I should be in Rich Thomas territory.
That's madness.
Montgomery Paint and Body.
MPB.
Look who's on the phone. It's William B.
Hey.
Good morning.
That morning. Is-
hey, you got to be more careful with that, man. I hate to hear you. Jacking your car up out there in the garage. But anyway, I just wanted to say, you mentioned earlier about looking through your phone at pictures, and every so often there were pictures of chicken
tenders, right?
I can confirm that. A couple of weeks ago when you met my wife, we were talking about our dogs, and you were comparing pictures, and she looks like, what was that?
I'm scrolling through trying to find Hershey and Briscoe pictures, but like every sixth picture is a package of chicken tenders.
I delete those.
She says, what was that? I said, that's a Bailey Graham. I'll explain later.
Yeah. So I did remove a bunch of them yesterday.
But, and congratulations on becoming a dog owner, Emily.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
When we got ours, my wife wanted one, and they had two. She wanted a female. They had two females left, and she said, I don't know which one. I said, well, you know, you get one, it'll be lonesome. You know, just get both of them. Two can't be that much more trouble than one. Oh boy.
I think we can get through this puppy phase, the housebreaking phase, that stuff, and then we'll be. I'd like to believe we'd be smooth sailing. But
But it really is. I feel like better for them, especially when you get them as puppies. You know, to have a companion. You know?
Well, and they're brother and sister, and I believe they were the last brother and sister of that litter that came in, and you know, God bless my fiance. He is the most amazing human being.
You know who fiance reminds me of?
Who?
Mr. Brooks, LaDonna Brooks' husband.
Oh?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
They're very similar, and they're great guys, and they go with the flow. And
oh, man, you mentioned LaDonna. They lost one of theirs over the
yes,
weekend.
Yes, they did.
That was terrible.
Yes, yeah. I was talking to LaDonna about that. That's the toughest thing about owning a pet.
You got a new one.
Yeah. One of my girls got attacked by a German Shepherd yesterday. So you know she's nursing a bloody nose right now. So.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Is this Shepherd on the loose?
He was actually in the yard. Our backyards border each other, and. You know how those little Yorkies are. They're yappy when they want to be, and they think they weigh 300 pounds, you know. And she was yapping through the fence, and I think she stuck her little nose through the fence, and he got a bite.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Well, we wish for a speedy recovery, William. We appreciate the call.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Have you heard the... it was our show starter song today, the Trans-Siberian... Orchestra with the Burger King
ding
President Dunn guy?
No.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I did not hear that.
I sent it to your office for
okay.
Dubbing complete with cart number and labeling.
Well, good. I'll hear it around 9 this morning.
All right.
With my wife, Morgan Fetcher,
who I have seen.
I went by John Lee Paint yesterday morning because I drive by there on the way to Food Outlet. And... Let's see if I can remember the sign going north. We celebrate the manger, but remember the cross. I love the fact that they wear their holiday beliefs on their sleeve like that. They could be putting, you know, paint, whatever, per gallon or this and that, but they use it to make it think.
Thought-provoking.
And I was down with that yesterday. It was kind of what I needed to see. Sometimes God has a way of working that way. Putting something in your path that you really need to take a good look at and think about. So thank you, Donnie Turner. I'm getting my Bubba Turner.
Getting your Turners.
I know. I'm having turnover issues. Turnover issues. Anyway, if you have a painting project, this is the place you should choose. They sell Richard's Paint. Paint is first and foremost the most important ingredient in getting a great result. Two, if you have questions about how to apply it, which kind of roller to use, which kind of brush, do I have to prep the surface ahead of time? They can answer all that because that's what they do there. The entire staff is very savvy and experienced in painting. So for the do-it-yourselfer, it's an ideal location. And they'll run down a checklist to make sure you have everything you need. So please, when you have a painting project, whether you hire a professional or you do it yourself, choose Richard's Paint and use my... I almost called him Montgomery Paint and Body. John Lee Paint!
Yeah!
I'll be back, maybe, after I head downstairs. 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Tell Charles Bubba Turner that Rich Thomas sent you.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, a little bit of coffee's kicked in. A few people out on the roadway right now. I don't see any major headaches to slow you down at this second. Getting into Maxwell and Gunner, no major lines there yet. Trenum State will hold information sessions for Virginia College students. That'll be on Tuesday, tomorrow, December 18th at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. on the Patterson campus. Visit trenumstate.edu for more information. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Remember to drive defensively and don't become a distracted driver. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. This Christmas, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. $100, just $100. 14 karat, that's right, 14 karat, white, yellow, or rose, diamond solitaire necklace in a bezel setting, Tiffany style. Unbelievably gorgeous, $100. Diamond earrings and bezels, $200. Or a triple bezel necklace for $300. Whatever your dream is, we have it at Marguerite's. We'll make it for you, and we'll do it by Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. We're open at least till 7 till Christmas. Come see us.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines, make the divinity, the turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center has some big shows coming up in the new year. See the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters on January 13th, Wayne Newton February 7th, Ron White February 14th, and the Commodores on March 29th. What a great stocking stuffer idea. Go to impactonline.org for ticket information.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translated, cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Control the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
At 6:32 with the timeline for the 17th of December, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
351st day of the year. A week from today will be Christmas Eve. We're 2 weeks away from New Year's Eve. How about that? This is Clean Air Day. I love it. You know, the air is cleaner these days than it was back in the 60s, 70s. It really is. National Maple Syrup Day. 1777, France formally recognizes the U.S. 1903, Wilbur and Orville. They take their first flight on this date. Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The 12-second flight goes 120 feet, shorter than the wingspan of a 747.
You may have seen the video, but you never heard the audio.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
12 seconds. Bet they lost the luggage. You know? 1944 on this date. American band musician Glenn Miller killed when his aircraft disappeared in bad weather over the English Channel while traveling to entertain U.S. troops in France during World War II. He is the best-selling recording artist from 39 to 43. In fact, in just 4 years, had 23 number one hits. Very mysterious, but bad weather over the English Channel. 1944, Hank Williams marries Audrey Shepard. The ceremony takes place at a filling station. Their son, Randall Hank Williams, known as Hank Williams Jr., was born 5 years later. Marriage ended in 52. On this date in 55, Carl Perkins was having trouble sleeping, so he got up. He wrote some lyrics on a brown paper bag. The song was Blue Suede Shoes.
Wow.
Also became a big hit for Elvis, too. 65, Supremes perform at the grand opening of the Houston Astrodome. 49 years ago in 69, Johnny Carson allows Tiny Tim to marry his first wife, 17-year-old Miss Vicky, on The Tonight Show. Marriage didn't last long.
Highest rating in Tonight Show history.
This is true. 42 years ago today, in 76, Atlanta's WTCG, uplinked via satellite, became the first commercial TV station to cover the whole U.S. They changed their call letters a couple of times. They became the superstation, WTBS. The Braves became America's team because they were on every day, and even bars in Barrow, Alaska had a big crowd every day. You could watch your favorite team. People laughed at Ted Turner, but he was a visionary. Now our song of the day. It comes from what was at the time the biggest selling album in history until Thriller took that title away. The album, of course, is Rumors. Took the title from Carole King's Tapestry, which was number one. 77 is the year. Kind of a biography of the band's lives and loves. The band Fleetwood Mac. Sweet, wonderful you. You make love and fun. This is your timeline.
I like the Christine McVie songs.
That was a band that was kind of a... It's like the Mamas and the Papas. Everybody was doing everybody else, you know? There was a lot of...
I know.
She was breaking up with John. Yeah. Like, their divorce was happening. Yeah. And this song was, like, about the lighting guy for their stage show.
And don't start with Go Your Own Way. There's a lot going on in that song, too. 1979, stuntman Stan Barrett breaks the sound record in California's Edwards Air Force Base, becoming the first man to travel faster than the speed of sound on land. 1989, The Simpsons debuts on Fox on this date 29 years ago. It's currently in its 30th season, 649 episodes so far. 15 years ago in 2003, Lord of the Rings' final movie, The Return of the King, hits theaters and won Best Picture. So a second sequel won Best Picture. That's the first time that's ever happened. Best Director Oscar for Peter Jackson. 7 years ago in 2011, we found out that King Jong Il was very ill. He died. Heart attack on a train at the age of 70. His son, Kim Jong-un, succeeds him as the third supreme leader of North Dakota. Birthdays. Actor Bill Pullman is 65. Eugene Levy is a pretty funny guy. He's 72. He comes from that troupe, Second City Television.
SCTV.
Yeah,
and even
yeah.
those things are almost 40. They're over 40 years old, and they're still fun.
That's so good stuff. That's really good stuff. Pope Francis is 82. He was born in Buenos Aires in 1936. First day of winter is 4 days away. 8 days away till Christmas. 14 days till New Year's Eve. Can you believe? Only 39 days till the River Region Royal Wedding. Vendors Valentine's Day in 58 days, and around the corner, another birthday in just 73 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas at 638.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
Dense fog advisory in spots this morning. Not here in central Alabama yet. Well, you know, Autauga County is the closest county here in the river region where there's some dense fog. So watch out. Lots of sunshine later. Today's high 64. Tonight, mostly clear. Patchy fog late tonight, low 37. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine with a high around 64. Wednesday's high in the low 60s as clouds increase. Maybe a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night, Thursday night into early Friday before it turns windy and sharply colder Friday. The first day of winter, with Friday's high perhaps not up to 50 degrees. And then we'll be will be pretty nice over the upcoming weekend, highs in the 50s. Right now, this morning, fog in spots. West winds at 7 miles per hour, 47 degrees, with a little mist out at the airport at 639.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime! All right, we're waiting to hook up with our friends at Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Don't forget your bulbs.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now that we're all dressed and ready to go. Yes. Not that we weren't dressed beforehand.
No.
But that our accessories are now lit. Now it sounds like we're twirling
lit
fire batons or something.
They said they're lit. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, no.
Oh, wow. Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. If you're driving the family somewhere for the holidays, a new survey looked at the top things that can start arguments in the car, and it's a tie for number one.
Yeah, the two things that cause the most arguments in the car during holiday travel are controlling the radio and controlling the temperature. It's all about control.
Yeah.
And on average, your first argument will happen 27 minutes into your trip. You don't even make it out of Alabama,
no,
and you're already arguing.
Yeah, well, I usually sleep by 27 minutes, so you don't have to worry about me. But we wanted to bring in the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How about you? But I've always found that the most festive moments of this season are best embraced in the warm and of kith and kin. Oh. So this Christmas...
you're doing it. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're doing.
I just watched that this weekend.
La 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 la. Take it, Russ.
Your family truckster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, they say controlling the radio is a big deal, mm-hmm. and controlling how it's too hot or it's too cold, right?
Yeah, I am... how do I say this?
Wait. You're a control freak?
I like to be in control. I don't consider myself a control freak. But...
Well, let's look at the evidence first, shall we?
What evidence?
The first step is admitting that you have
no,
a problem.
No, but if I'm driving, I will make sure my passenger is comfortable. Like, right. The heat seater has two options, right. High or low. I've got yours on high. Is that too much or is that too low? Yeah. You know? Yeah, do we need to... I like to be a gracious but controlling driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does everybody remember, you remember when cars had ashtrays and things like that in them?
Yes, I do.
Cigarette lines you could use? Yeah. There weren't, now, man, it's like, I drive alone. Nobody wants to sit in my smoky car.
Yep. My dad would call my not so great car, I'm not going to name the brand on the air, but he would call it the rolling ashtray back when I smoked.
She quit, though.
None of you young folks can remember the days when you didn't have internet or kids now have screens with movies on them. We had Highway Bingo. Highway Bingo?
I remember.
Or license plates from different states.
You want to talk about a fight?
Right.
One Game Boy for three kids. And of course, Brian is going to get the Game Boy the whole time. And Elizabeth and I are going to have to sit there and braid our hair.
Yeah.
So we drive down to see my uncle in Florida.
Are these among the family members that won't be coming to the wedding?
They're all coming to the wedding, except for the one that's about to have a baby.
Well, I hope you have enough Game Boys for everybody.
No, that was really kind of a shock to see the first cars that actually had built-in
monitors,
DVD and TV screens.
I mean,
that would have eliminated so many problems in my youth.
Great to be a kid now.
I mean, until the 70s, most of the cars...
Our TV monitor was the window.
Yeah, yeah.
You had one of those, huh? Yeah, those became optional around...
Boy, look at that field.
Yeah.
That sure is a big field. Look at that.
How many travel with a parent that would misidentify an animal in a field to see if you were paying attention? Oh, look at the elephant.
No.
But it was a cat. Nobody ever...
They would tune us out. I mean, I think they were just tired of us. Because you have to understand, at one point there was 5 kids tooling around in an 89 Dodge Caravan with the fake wood paneling that was peeling off.
Yeah.
Life was hard.
We've got you beat, though. There was 6 of us.
Yeah.
And so, like, we would drive to Chicago. That's a 13-hour drive, and that's not including, you know, the bathroom breaks and stuff when you're riding with kids. So our arguments, or I think that a lot of the frustration would come from who's getting what seat or bathroom breaks, because we would always, you know, as soon as you're situated in the car, then a kid has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you should have gone the last time.
We were afraid.
We were afraid
of our mother, because one time she was like, yes. If you don't stop, I'm going to pull over to the side of the road, and you're going to be upset that I stopped. And boy, were we. Because she pulled over to the side of the road, and we got spankings, but she got back into the car, and it was the first time I'd ever heard her cuss, because she had stepped in an ant bed when she got out on the side of the road.
Oh, God.
And that was your fault, too.
It was totally our fault.
Well, I never got spanked.
Oh, but I hear dad...
While driving, because of behavior in a car.
Well, Dad would say, I'd stop this car and turn it right around.
It was about the Game Boy. That's why we had to stop.
Oh. Pull my belt off.
I don't know. That backhand could reach all three kids.
Yes.
And
his
wife, too.
That was amazing.
Exactly.
Our moms had extendo arms.
I feel an argument coming on if we don't wrap this up for you guys.
All right.
A wrap-ument.
See you guys tomorrow morning.
All right, later.
All right, you want to hear more from the morning show? You can tune in to News Talk 93.1 every weekday starting at 6.
First show called 3 Men and a Lady.
Did they say that? Say that.
Sure.
Did they say that?
They never say it. Didn't they say it on the TV screen?
They say it this time.
That is the name of the show.
Oh, bless it. So I'm now that we've disconnected. Well, no, because then that gives away what I'm getting y'all for Christmas. So I can't even say anything.
Well, we're all eager to find out.
Well, I'm sure you're not. But everybody's going to be here Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Barring some unfortunate.
You all answered that. I think you were out of the room when I first asked, but when I asked these two on my left and my right, it was, you know, barring...
Getting hit by a truck.
Getting hit by a beer truck, and then barring getting hit by a stray bullet. Now you're like, barring... Let's all just be positive, and we're all going to be here Friday.
Hey, let's save those batteries right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My collar.
Your collar.
A little svelte there.
Oh, I had it on strobe. I didn't mean to do that.
People watching.
What are you getting him? Are you getting him a shock collar on Friday?
No, my gifts are handmade.
Oh man!
This year.
So,
y'all don't. I mean, I don't
cookies.
I don't expect anything from anybody. Just for.
I'm glad you don't.
Just for two people to send in their RSVP cards.
These are. I didn't realize they were postcards.
Did you get mine?
No, I didn't get yours, and I haven't gotten yours. And yes, they're postcards. We made it as simple as possible. There's already a stamp on it. All you have to do is, like Rich, and write your name, check accepts or declines, and the number of attending.
I just haven't dropped it in the mail.
I honestly thought I had done that.
Well, somebody has to put seating arrangements together. Well, so
next time I back into my mailbox, I'll remember to jump out and pop it in.
That's probably why I can't mail it, because you probably don't have a dang old mailbox.
Can't you count them in since they're verbally telling
you? I mean, we're going to be there.
I can, and I can put you on the spreadsheet. But when I spread the cards out and I start arranging things of who I'm going to have sit next to you.
Okay, so you may not get a seat. Unless you send it in, so there you go.
Well, that's all the wedding neurosis we have time for, because it's 6:47.
Right,
we got to check traffic, got the cheap and trashy, biggest movies of the weekend, and so forth. So we must move on. We'll get back to it later if you want.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, several things going on this morning. Authorities are working an accident on Dozier Road at Ware's Ferry. Be careful there. Bell Road at Bell Road Court. Somebody parked their car in the ditch. I don't know what that's all about. Norman Bridge in front of Crystal. Somebody's old clunker quit on them this morning, so disabled vehicle there. At Reinhardt Used Cars Supercenter, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Cars Supercenter, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Remember to drive defensively and don't become a distracted driver. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west.
There are some people in Manitou Springs, Colorado, who hate getting fruitcakes for Christmas. In fact, since 1995, they've dedicated the first Saturday of January to disposing of these unwanted holiday treats at the Great Fruitcake Toss. This is a competition in which contestants hurl their fruitcakes as far as possible using homemade catapults and slingshots. The record was set in 2007 by a group of engineers from Boeing who launched a fruitcake 1,420 feet. That's over a quarter of a mile. As impressive as this is, Psalm 103 reminds us that God's love is so great toward those who fear Him that He's removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. That's why we celebrate Jesus' birthday, because Jesus came to make it possible for everyone who comes to Him to have their sins hurled far away. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure. We are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in Him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina location. And want to jump right on in and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and hope everybody has a peaceful and a joyful Christmas this year. We're going to be closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we'll be shut down Sunday through Wednesday. We'll open back up Thursday next week. But we wanted to make sure everybody knows about our hours. So while you got company in town, come on down and join us this week. And this weekend, we'll be cooking up fresh seafood. You know, we got some fresh amberjack in, getting in some grouper. I know we got some good eating down there. Boiled shrimp, fried shrimp, shrimp from Argentina, those royal red shrimp. So we got some good pot of gumbo cooking for you. Always got you hungry, so be sure y'all get down here soon. Bring your family, come hungry, and we'll make sure you know we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Capital Oyster Bar, located at 617 Shady Street in Montgomery, or call 239-8958.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's the most depressing day of the week.
Monday, Monday.
Oh, the weekend. weekend's expired and you're really tired. You just want to sleep. It's the most depressing day of the week. There'll be meetings to go to that you cannot sleep through. The clock is moving way too slow. When you think you're all finished, your hopes are diminished. You have to work late, you scream, no! It's the most depressing day of the week.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's see what the biggest show of the weekend was.
Okay.
So, ready for the information?
Yeah.
I have it right here. Very nice. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, I thought this was going to be like a big deal movie because it's got Spider-Man in it.
Mm-hmm.
But $35 million isn't really exactly overwhelming.
Is that the animated one?
It is the animated one.
Oh,
well, that explains
I'm glad
that.
You told me that.
Yeah, you know, Clint Eastwood's movie, The Mule, came in second. That's pretty good. $17.2 million. Because let's face it, he's not doing action films anymore. He's doing the 88-year-old guys hauling drugs.
88-year-old.
The Grinch finished in third. That's up to $240 million after 6 weeks. Ralph Breaks the Internet and Mortal Engines round out your top five. Bohemian Rhapsody dropping down to number 7 on the charts.
But still to be in the top 10.
Now, it's you got to be careful. This is a headline that has a dangling participle in it.
All right.
It says, an adult Disney Channel actor was caught in a sex sting. Now, that could read, it sounds like there's an adult Disney Channel.
Disney for adults.
Yeah, exactly.
When the ears come off.
Well, you know that old joke, right? About Goofy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes back a ways.
Yeah.
48-year-old Disney Channel actor Stoney Westmoreland was arrested in Utah on Friday while attempting to meet a 13-year-old for sex.
Whoa!
Yeah, he's been removed from all of his current projects.
Who was he? What show was he? I'll Google.
Andy Mack.
I don't know any of those things.
Scandal?
The Disney Channel was barely a Disney Channel when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. It was basically just, here's cartoons.
Here's a shocker. Americans like Christmas music, but only during the holidays.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so glad people spent money on that.
And by the way, the same people who did this survey.
Our survey said.
They have no trouble with the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Emily Hayes does. Oh, wait, no, sorry.
What?
I don't. I thought we were about to talk about Mariah Carey. And then I was
okay. Like, no. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Strike that. Reverse.
Like less than 10% find the lyrics in the song. Now, this was a bit of a shock.
All right.
Pauly Perrette and Sasha Alexander tweeted their support of former NCIS co-star Michael Weatherly after it came out that Eliza Dushku received a $9.5 million settlement because he harassed her on another show.
Huh. I heard the settlement is...
That's huge.
Well, I heard that that was the rest of her contract.
Oh.
Like, it seemed that the reporting services were making it very clear that it was a settlement, the amount of the remainder of her contract, comma, kind of thing.
I see.
The shocker there is that that was basically the kind of character he portrayed. You know, he was always making little comments and remarks and stuff. And what's his name? Art Carmen was always giving him a thunk back in, you know, the back of his head to get him to behave.
That's the guy that does Bull now?
Right? Yeah.
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 Aaron Rodgers' record for most passes without an interception ended at 402, and so did Green Bay's playoff hopes. Were the Patriots eliminated yesterday? Was that what I was reading?
I couldn't tell you who is in the playoffs in the NFL. I can Google
Cowboys
it.
Could have clinched the NFC East yesterday, but they got shut out for the first time in 15 years. Incredible Hulk star Lou Ferrigno was hospitalized after a pneumonia vaccination went bad, but he's going to be okay. And later on, we'll show you what drugs did to Artie Lang's nose.
Who's Artie Lang?
That's probably why we'll get to that later, if we get to it at all. Who's Artie Lang? What does he mean? He was actually part of the Mad TV cast for a bit, yeah. Part of Howard Stern show for a long time. So he's been around the block. Guess what we have for you right now?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Doug Reedy.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, as we get closer and closer to Christmas